The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Testies.
Testies.
1, 2, 3.
Boner.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Fucker.
I like sucking, but I ain't gay.
Legit bad podcast.
Fuck those honkies.
Oh, yeah.
Kick ass.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
He really knows how to suck a wiener.
Welcome back to Planet Retard, and my retard noise does not work, I found out, so I have this one.
I work with retards.
I think that's about it. Oh, no, I do have this one, too. Hang on.
Well, what up, retarded faggots?
Yes. Welcome, retarded faggots. We have a Mr. Chris today. Do you want me to use your whole name or just first name?
Yeah, you know, I didn't even realize that's right there. I don't know how to work it to make it not be there, but...
I could probably edit it out, but it's fine. It's just Rockman. They're cool for the most part.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I wanted to point out
I'm usually just steal in most of my life.
Oh, okay. Well,
unacceptable steal.
Yeah,
that.
You're unacceptable steal in the Telegram. So
our prime minister called us unacceptable, so we changed our names.
Nice. Oh, and he is Canadian. Not that that matters, but it is part of the story. So do you speak Canadian? Do you say sorry and a boot and all that?
Well, I'm not technically aware, but you probably don't realize how American you sound either, so...
Oh, no, I do. It's not just American. It's Californian American. Yeah. So I'm like the stereotype American. I speak clearly and concisely. Yes, it's very stereotypical. I mean, half the time, sometimes I'm drunk. Fuck off. Whatever.
A lot of the time we may apologize too much, but a lot of time we have stuff to apologize for as well. So, I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, most people do. You guys are just on top of it. So I'm not going to fault you for that one. But yeah. If anybody wants to jump on with us at any time, we're filling up the schedule. I think we're about halfway into April now with different people wanting to come on Planet Retard. So if you got something especially retarded to talk about or just want to come in and shoot the shit for a bit, feel free. Just hit me up on the DMs or the Instagram or whatever else.
Yep. And you can be anyone. You don't have to have a show. We want regular people.
Use your phone.
That's all we are. We're just regular people talking about stupid news articles.
Trying to figure out
the technology.
I've ever done.
Oh, really?
Well, I might have done one like for school for my kids or whatever, like with the teacher, I think, but I've never actually done a Zoom meeting. I'm very analog in a lot of ways.
Well, that's probably a better way to be. Have you ever done FaceTime, like on your phone?
No.
Oh, good for you.
I would work, like record a video to my wife in like a text message or whatever, but yeah, that's about as savvy as I get technologically.
Good. You have less face ID, data out there floating around for the NSA.
Yeah,
I don't care if you're Canadian.
A Walmart front door one time and you're on the list already, I think.
Probably at this point, yeah, for sure.
I think they've been doing it for a while. It's like one of those, it's not a secret.
Yeah, it's one of those, they don't really say it out loud, but everyone kind of knows.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the United States blasted it that China was doing it. They were like, oh, this is crazy. They have surveillance all over. But meanwhile, that we do, too.
Yeah, that's here. What we do. That's we would. If you imagine you weren't, like, I'd be disappointed in my government for not like doing it back. Like, yeah. We're just going to sit there and take it dry. Like, you have to kind of do something. If that's the game we're playing, then that's the game we're playing. But they should stay out of my and like. People like myself, I have no business worth staying into, so it's a tightrope. You don't want them. It's like you don't want them looking into your books, but you want them looking at everyone else's. And it's a tough one for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. So for our first fucking story, I would lose my shit if my kid did this. So the headline says, Teen covers parents' entire kitchen in peanut butter in elaborate prank. And there's a picture here, and it shows the oven and the counter. And it actually kind of looks like our kitchen, which is very strange. But
did he have a job? He must have purchased all this peanut butter.
He literally smeared peanut butter.
That's a lot of money in peanut butter. Like, that's a Costco trip for sure.
100%. It's a teen, so he definitely didn't pay for the peanut butter. He used whatever peanut butter was in the house and was like, ha ha, this is going to be funny.
It looks delicious.
Oh, and here we go. It's a TikTok user, of fucking course. This dude pranked his parents by covering their entire kitchen in peanut butter, but it seems they got the last laugh after making him clear it all up on his own. Well, I would fucking hope so.
28 pounds.
Yeah. He used up to 28 pounds. You used up 28 pounds of peanut butter to pull off the prank, painstakingly applying it to every kitchen surface for 7 hours. So I want to find out why he did this, though. However, it seems his parents got the last laugh after making him spend another 3 to 4 hours cleaning it up all by himself. The 19-year-old from Pennsylvania uploaded two videos of his creation on social media, with one captioned, "All the peanut butter was eaten by doggies," and the other, "This is the moment he knew." What? Okay. Fucking teenagers, dude.
Yeah, like, and it took him 7 hours to spread it out, but 3 to clean, like, not even motivated. Like, that's a lazy prank.
Well, he could have painted a fence or something. Like, if he's good at painting shit, like, go do something productive.
Yeah, you fucking faggot.
Oh, wasting, I didn't say all that.
Peanut butter, too.
Yeah.
A lot of delicious.
How much is one jar of peanut butter? How many pounds are in one jar? Is it like
one? I would say one? Two, like a big jar, like the Costco size ones. Yeah,
2 pounder, like the Costco size one.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not going to be a cheap pile of peanut butter. Like, you made it.
I mean, if you get a double pack at Costco and they're 2 pounds each, that's 4 pounds. It's probably $10 for that, or maybe 15. I don't know. Inflation. But he spent probably at least $100, a couple hundred bucks.
He really taught them a lesson.
Yeah, good for you, dude.
That's funny, because Ben's son, I wish Ben was here so I could share this right to his face for the millionth time, but Ben's son covered our walls in peanut butter when we all lived together when I first moved here like 7-8 years ago. His son found an empty peanut butter jar in the recycling bin. It was empty. Thank fucking God. Who knows what he would have done with an open jar of peanut butter that he could reach. He was like 2 or 3. Reached his hand in and took all the peanut butter out and spread it all over the walls. It was very thin, but I thought it was maybe diarrhea, but it was not. It was just peanut butter. Thank God.
He may have been happy when he realized it wasn't diarrhea. Like, it's like the glass is half full moment.
Oh, yeah. It's just peanut butter. Oh.
Yeah, these people should be happy that it's not diarrhea that their teen covered their kitchen in. That would have been way worse.
It doesn't say like what. So it was just a prank to get views on TikTok, because it does say he racked up 60 million views in more than 60,000 comments. So he was doing it just to be internet famous. So congratulations, it worked. And now we are talking about it.
Well, I'm ignorant to the whole thing, but like, would he make enough money to cover the cost of the peanut butter from that many likes? Like, is that worth it?
I don't think so. You have to like monetize that shit. Yeah, I haven't figured that out yet.
Irresponsible.
Yeah. So this is kind of sad. A 29-year-old who posed as a teen student was just lonely. So this is New Brunswick, New Jersey. A 29-year-old woman accused of using false documents to enroll as a New Jersey high school student and attend some classes over a 4-day period did so because she was lonely and longed to return to her days with friends in school, her lawyer said. So who chooses to go back to high school?
People who had their peak in high school.
How unhinged are you to go, you know what was great? High school. I'm going to go do that again.
Yeah, not at all. What, like, not fuck? Old, especially. I don't want to do it old. Like, if I could go back and literally be that age, possibly, maybe. But like,
oh, wait. Yeah, I think I figured it out. It's because she's South Korean. So she just loves learning. She came to the United States by herself when she was 16 to attend a private boarding school. She later graduated from Rutgers University in 2019. She had no nefarious intentions when she enrolled. She was just seeking to return to a place of safety and welcoming in an environment that she looks back on fondly. Yeah, well, you're 29. The world is not friendly and welcoming. So
only a 29-year-old Asian could get away with posing as a high school student because they look so young. Yeah, they just look so young. They're so lucky.
Yeah, Asian don't raisin.
But a 29-year-old American they'd have to have something weird going on to get away with that.
Well, there's definitely still something weird going on, regardless.
Yeah, she's probably trying to bone some students or something. That's what these chicks do these days.
Like university weird. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's the next one here? Oh, shit. I just closed that one out. Okay, we'll do that later. An Australian woman finds venomous snake lounging in her bed. So this one's just for you, Tim Tim and Drew. You crazy Australian fucks where literally everything can kill you.
Seriously. Thank goodness for winter.
So it says snake catcher Zachary Richards was called out to a Queensland, Australia home where a resident found a highly venomous eastern brown snake stretched out on her bed.
No thanks.
Yeah, no. She says, the resident says, when I arrived, the snake catcher said, when I arrived, the resident was waiting outside for me and I went inside to the bathroom that the snake was in and she had the door shut with a towel underneath so it couldn't get out. I pushed the door open and it was lying in bed looking at me. Richard said the snake likely came in through an open door to escape the heat or just wanted a nice comfortable bed to sleep in. Richard said he relocated the snake to an area far from the nearest human residence.
Yeah, right. He killed that snake. And also, they have snake catchers you can call in Australia. Can you imagine if we found a snake here? We'd be like, fuck. So it says, I guess we're not living in our house anymore.
This is a highly venomous... I mean, everybody in Australia should be saying, I guess we're not living in our house anymore. You're in fucking Australia. Move somewhere else.
There's a snake-catching job that you can get. You can learn how to catch snakes and make money off it there's enough of a market for it. That's awesome.
I never want to see another snake in my personal life again.
Well, we have rattlesnakes here, and what do we do? What do you do if you see a rattlesnake? Just post it on Facebook and hope someone can help you?
No, that was in the 90s. We just killed it and moved on with our day.
All right.
Yeah, they
definitely didn't post it.
They're trying to get away from you anyway. So, but when they're in your bed, like, that's a whole different problem. It's like spiders in the house, you know? They're pretty much cool with me unless they catch me naked and then they have to die. So,
you've seen my little Johnson. Now you will die.
Yeah, you're going to tell your spider friends that you can take over. So, you're done.
I kill spiders if they're in our house, because if I was smaller than it and I was in its house, it would kill me for sure. So I feel like there's a karmic relationship there where I am okay to kill bugs in the house.
Yeah, it's your property.
Yeah, it's fair game.
That's a lot.
I don't just go around smashing shit on the sidewalk, that's for sure. But if it's in my house, game on, bitch. I'm not letting you like just hang out in here.
Because that's where you live. If we went into whatever burrow a bug had or a beehive and we were smaller, they would destroy us.
Yeah, they would.
No,
totally,
questions asked.
Yeah.
Well, everybody has those well, I mean, by everybody I mean I've had this dream of taking a shit and there being a snake in the toilet. That's fucking happened to people before, and they bit them on the ass.
No,
I was like, I thought that was just a terrible nightmare as a kid. Like, wouldn't that be fucked up if a snake was in the toilet while I'm taking a dump?
What's that movie where the chick kind of turns into a reptile alien kind of thing and she's in the toilet and there's a guy taking a shit and she grabs him and just destroys him?
People that make these movies. That's
it sounds like a Sharknado type of movie. Or totally.
It's from the 90s. It's an old movie. 90s or early 2000s.
Zombiever. Remember that movie?
There's a Killer Tire movie that's pretty ridiculous.
Well, now they're moving to drugs. Now it's Cocaine Bear. And I did see a story early when I was looking for stories that was a cocaine shark or crack shark or something like that.
Yeah,
but they're just really
on cocaine or whatever.
Yeah, they're just really leaning into the animals being on drugs thing.
Yeah, that's the next weird. You're like, why are they doing that? You know, what are they trying to accomplish with that ridiculousness?
Even animals do drugs.
That would be pretty intense, a bear on cocaine. Like, good lord.
I know. I'm actually down for it. If the bear consents and he's like, yes, I would love to do a shitload of cocaine. I'm like, all right, here you go.
Yeah. That you just get out of its way. It'd be a herd thinning event, I suppose. But yeah, not good.
Yeah. I guess that's why it's a horror movie, because a bear on cocaine is... I mean, bear is...
Stay away from them.
Bears are kind of... Yeah, actually, the bears we have around here are black bears, and they're pretty, like, they don't want to fuck with you. They just want to go somewhere else that humans aren't.
So, yeah.
But, I mean, one of those on cocaine, I can imagine, would kind of fuck some shit up.
Yeah, you guys are lucky you got rid of the grizzlies before you were there, so you don't have to mess with those. Because that's messed up. So.
Or those Kodiak bears. I guess polar bears are the fucking worst. They're
There's
just
a lot of
assholes.
Bears out here. We got them pretty much everywhere, but they're they stay away. We don't live where they are mostly, but you go to the cottage and it's bear country all the time almost.
And they like to drink dairy. They like to drink milk and creamer and stuff like that.
Yeah, they don't basically want to mess with you too much, though. You just got to stay out of their way.
Are there polar bears in Canada?
Well, in the Arctic, I'm sure there is. I shouldn't say I'm sure. I presume that they're up there. Like, Nunavut is like Russia, basically. Well, not quite literally, but it's out in the ice.
Do people live up there at all? Are there any like weird indigenous peoples that just really want to live in the ice?
Well, they like deputize tribes out there. Tribes, I don't know if that's what, like, groups of people out there that they're like, they make them sort of military people to keep the sovereignty of the country, because I think it's a good shipping lane when the ice melts, possibly. It's a productive, it's a quick route across. So they want to like protect the Canadian sovereignty. So they like take like the native people up there, and some of them have been like deputized. So it's like a military base, but it's basically more like a reserve, I guess. I don't know. I'm completely ignorant to it. Just like what pops across the news.
So it's like the people who guard the wall in Game of Thrones. That's what it reminds me of. The people who go up and guard against the White Walkers.
Yeah, at the edge of the flat earth or whatever the
right?
junk, whatever it is. Who knows?
Possibly.
I would imagine there's polar bears in Canada, because I think of Canada as the North Pole. Like, that's, it's so far out of my northern reach that I would, you might as well have polar bears. I don't know.
Yeah, we're quite a long way away from each other. And then I'm still quite a long way away from the edge of Canada. Like, it's, I can drive for 24 hours and still be in Ontario.
Wow.
And there's a whole nother province that's like ice.
And they say we're overpopulated. There's plenty of room up there. Just make an igloo.
I heard somewhere that they have possibly 30 million illegal aliens in California. And that's like, there's 30 million Canadians.
Yeah.
But then they're going to tell you how many people there are in this world. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't know how they're doing this census.
No, last I heard that, like, just the actual population of California is about the same as Canada. It's probably more now, especially with the illegals. But yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, it's hard to believe they can tell you how many people there are. And anybody that's ever traveled in a plane, I mean, you fly and you look up and it's just a little bit of city, then trees forever. Than a little bit of city, even in all the places we live. Like, it's, we have this idea that it's just full buildings from one edge to the other, but it's essentially just empty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how many tribes don't participate in the census every year? I bet a lot. So there's a ton of people that aren't or are accounted for. So they can just make the numbers up and just expect us to believe them, because we're supposed to have some sort of respect for them based on what they're telling us, because they know something we don't.
That's it. We call up North Korea and they tell us how many people they have, and they're accurate. And like,
yeah, sure. No big deal. We were just talking with Human Vibration last night about how numbers are pretty impossible for us to comprehend as humans. Certain numbers. I mean, 5, that's fine. 100, maybe that's cool. 1,000. Sure, I could picture that. But could you picture 100 billion of anything in your own head? No. I couldn't either. But when you hear 100 billion, you're like, wow, that's big. Not you. I mean, the you collective, as well. When I hear that number, it's like, well, it's a big number. I guess I'll just take their word for it, because I don't have the brain capacity to count that or picture it. I mean, that I 100% agree with you that they could just tell us however many people are on Earth. And we're like, I haven't been to the whole Earth. So I guess they're right.
I know a couple hundred I don't know that many. I can't account
for
much. It doesn't seem that crowded. I have enough space to swing my arms around.
So. And it's the same here in the States. I mean, 90% of your flight across the States is nothing. So I don't believe any of that. But anyway, next story. Florida bill would ban girls from talking about their periods in school, GOP lawmaker says. Which I'm actually for. I'll support that. Stop talking about it.
Nobody talks about it. So I found this article because nobody fucking talks about this. I'm a girl. I have never once ever talked to another girl about my period, except to say, fuck, do you have a tampon? That's it. And they already know what I mean. It's like, problem.
How was it this month? Super globby?
He says that though. Nobody, it's not a conversation. So that's why this is so funny, because DeSantis is just like, his anti-woke shit makes sense to me. I get it. He doesn't want to tell five-year-olds that they might be a girl or a boy or neither one of those things. I completely get it. But to ban women from talking about periods is super funny, because I think it's just going to go in the opposite direction. It'll make little girls want to talk about it. If their parents are like, you're not allowed to talk about your period at school, they're going to be like, let's talk about our periods now, because that's what humans do. But no one fucking does that now. So there does not need to be a law.
Like, we used to go to, like, there was like grade six or whatever, the classes split up where like the boys went and talked about boners and the girls went and talked about the things that they talked about, you know? And
so sixth grade is okay. So in this, I read this. So the law states that until they reach sixth grade, they are not allowed to talk about their period. So basically elementary school, fifth grade and below, they are not allowed to talk about it. But sixth grade is when they're allowed to talk about AIDS, STDs, and periods, menstrual cycles, as they call it. But some girls, some people who argued against it say some girls might get their period when they're younger, like fourth or fifth grade. So does this ban them as well? And the short answer, the article states, is yes. They're still not allowed to talk about it. So they can't even be like, hey, teacher, I just got my period for the first time and I'm only 10. What do I fucking do? And they're like, I'm not even allowed to talk to you about that. That is so fucked up. Yeah, exactly. Well, you just broke the fucking rules. So take a hike, bitch.
It's too far.
Go bleed somewhere else.
Which is dumb. What are they going to do? Arrest these kids? They're like, we heard you say period.
Enforcement. It's just funny because it's not a fucking topic of conversation ever.
It's bathroom stuff.
Even bathroom stuff. Nobody talks about it. No one is ever talking about it. I promise. I promise.
Yeah.
Never had a conversation about periods. Never once. Ever.
Not a thing we talk about either. I promise you that much.
Yeah, that's fair. But I bet you don't talk about your boners as often as it's, maybe you do. I don't know. Do you guys talk about your boners as often?
We don't talk about our own.
Not about our own literal boners. It's never about, like, it's not about our own one. Like, you never want anybody to know that.
But that's what I mean. No one's ever like, my dick's like this. And it's, I'm not a guy, so I don't know. I'm just saying, I can't imagine a bunch of dudes sitting around talking about their dick and how big it is. And girls also at the same time aren't trying to talk about that either. So to make a whole law against something that no one's talking about is just a waste of time. It's funny.
And money, fiscal irresponsibility, but then they'll tell you to like keep your house in line or whatever. You're like,
Figure it out. Talk about it at home.
Well, what a great segue.
I don't want to. I'm not even going to talk about it at home. So fuck you. Oh, did you find it?
No, I was just segueing into the next story. So Randy Scott's, so this is worded very strangely because it's from fucking Scotland or something, or England. It says Randy Scott's driver, and I thought that was a name of somebody's driver.
Randy is horny.
Yeah, a horny Scotland driver.
Baby.
I'm English Irish. Randy makes perfect sense to me. It reads clear as day that.
So this driver was caught with his trouser down and penis exposed on Google Maps.
Penis.
So it doesn't show it blurted out. It blurred out his little knob in there, but I guess on Google Maps, they didn't blur it out, and this is the point of the story. So,
funny.
A Randy motorist appears to have been caught with his trousers down in his car on Google Maps on a Scots road. The image shows the man sitting in the driver's seat with his penis exposed.
Boner.
The Google Maps Street View image of a back street in Aberdeen, Scotland, is going viral after eagle-eyed social media users spotted its X-rated content.
Balls.
This is what we were just talking about. They're constantly surveilling us. This is one of those cameras that's out there.
Like, no, and that's the thing.
Stick out. Are you watching porn and driving right now? Tell me.
The phone in hand, like you can go in the washroom.
Yeah.
It's crowdsourced surveillance now. It doesn't even have to be the government. It's just dumb fucking people that have nothing else to do but look through Google Street View. Why?
And that thing just keeps driving around. You think it'd do one lap and be done, but it's just constantly like the picture changes somewhat regularly at least in my area. Like, I don't.
Yeah, they update it every so often, but that's why people are looking for this kind of shit. So it said he's seen holding his phone with what appears to be his pants pulled down and his penis poking out.
Boner.
Despite Google blurring his face and the car's registration plate when it was uploaded, his member is left for the world to see. So they, whoever is in charge, maybe it's AI that does that kind of shit, that like it looks for faces and blurs them out and shit.
Looking but, for faces.
Yeah, whoever was going through blurring shit out did not notice his penis.
Penis.
That's hilarious. Like, just blur the whole car out.
No, see, it's a tiny, tiny little blur mark right there. See it?
And he's got his little phone in hand, too. He's, like, having a go at her like a maniac.
He's like, just going for it.
Tint your windows, dude. Like,
or maybe roll it up. His windows rolled. Oh, is it up? Oh, it is. It's just very clear. Yeah, tint your windows. Definitely. Yeah.
Does he have a self-driving car? Is he just driving with his knees?
No, he's parked.
Oh, okay. But
here's the original picture. Yeah, he's just like parked in a random place, just going at it.
Creepy. What, you need to check the address. It's probably a freaking school.
Oh, shit. Didn't think about that.
Sorry.
Oh, are you sorry now?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you don't be sorry. That's cool.
Canadian, yeah.
Okay, stop with the website cookie. Fucking, I don't care. Stop popping shit up.
What the hell's a cookie? I don't even know.
I don't know either. Some tracking thing. I don't know.
Something that gets annoying.
So from dicks to poop, because this next one's about poop.
We're going
to
talk about poop here.
So it's now you can actually turn your poop into ash thanks to this toilet.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A video showing a waterless toilet has gone viral on social media. This toilet actually lets you burn your poop instead of flusing it down, but I think they meant flushing. Oh, and real quick, shout out to Herman from Holland in the OBDM Discord chat, because he's the one that always pulls up this random shit. And I happened to see this one today, so thanks for providing me with that. I hope OBDM doesn't cover it tomorrow, because they'll do a lot better job than we do.
Is that a place, Hindustan?
I guess. Never heard of it.
I was wondering about this source as well.
New Delhi, so probably.
New Delhi, yeah.
Oh, so it's Indian. So it's the Hindustan Times. That explains the typos. So it says, it is common for people to use the flush after doing their business in the toilets. However, yeah, this is definitely Indian. Now there's a toilet that lets you burn your poo. Sounds bizarre, right? Recently, a video showing a waterless toilet has gone viral on social media, and netizens have a lot of questions regarding it. An Instagram page called Van Wives shared a video of how their toilet allows them to burn their poop, which has intrigued many people, as it would. At the beginning of the video, a woman explains that her Cinderella incineration toilet turns poop into ash. Okay, I gotta...
Like right in the house.
All the person needs to do is open up the toilet seat, insert a liner in it, and once they are done using it, they can fire it up by just pressing a button. Note, don't do that before you're done, because your butt's still going to be there.
This is real. This reminds me of, do you remember when we were little and the teacher would say, okay, guys, you know, fifth grade, I want you to make an invention, and you had to write a little report on an invention that doesn't exist yet. This is exactly what sounds like.
It's an actual company.
It's written. All you have to do is put down the toilet seat, put a seat liner on, and then you can burn it.
It would be so much easier to do those projects nowadays with the internet. Like, we had to like think. They could have just like looked up some science thing and found it. It's crazy. Hey,
you go on Reddit for 5 minutes. I'm sure somebody will have some schematics or something.
Find some Tesla thing that nobody else knows about.
Yeah, well, it says, according to the website of Cinderella incineration toilets, which I will click on next, they burn waste. Yeah, they burn waste by combining pressure from below with radiant heat. Then fresh air is directed into the incineration chamber, and the exhaust gases are filtered. Their toilet can run on either gas or electricity, and is an environmentally friendly waste disposal solution. So let's click on Cinderella toilets. Okay, it's not their website. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, we'll have to do a further research on this then. Oh. Hindustan Times. Full of
shit. Thanks for the lame link.
Oh, so here's one in line with what Jen's been talking about lately with everything being fucking space. Every single time she opens Yahoo News, it's something about space.
Hey, I look at MSNBC and CNN too, but it's all aliens. Have you noticed
that?
It's
all aliens and space shit.
Space rocks.
Space rocks, a lot of meteors, a lot of asteroids, but lately I've been seeing a lot of the universe is maybe this or that or whatever, just trying to make you think some whatever. And then alien life may live deep in the ocean. Alien life is maybe found on Mars. There's water found on this planet in a distant galaxy. So maybe alien life is there. They're just seeding it out, in my opinion.
Their interpretation of what alien life is really wishy-washy. It's all over the place from
bacteria or just a tiny microorganism.
Yeah, or a gigantic squid. Like, what are we looking for here?
Right.
Well, the clickbait on this one is a quote, world-ending asteroid has been spotted in the sky above Russia. And it does look weird, but so I actually did read the article on this one. So sighting of a possible world-ending asteroid over Russia has people perplexed, not scared, perplexed. The picture was shared on Reddit and shows a strange cloud formation over St. Petersburg. Some said it looks like a ball of fire and others said it could be foreshadowing the end of the world. A sighting of a giant ball of fire that some claim could be world-ending asteroid has sparked debate online. The image was first shared in 2022, but fresh debate has been sparked after it was recirculated online as it appears to show a bright orange orb with a trail of smoke behind it hurtling towards the Earth at speed. Sharing the sighting on Reddit, the original poster said that they took the picture of the object in the sky above St. Petersburg, and some people began guessing what it could be. Some thought it looked incredibly ominous, but others thought it was simply a unique cloud formation as if it was moving fast, which an asteroid must do. It would have hit the Earth already. So there's two pictures of it, and it looks like a weird sunset. I mean, I guess not really, because there'd be way more light, like red light and stuff. It does look very strange, but I don't think
it looks like a space
horse cock. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're on the same page here. Penis. Space penis, horse cock.
Yep. Yeah. Big old boners.
There was a vagina cloud thing. Did you see that one?
No. Let's pull that up next.
In Turkey, right before that big earthquake, there was like a vagina cloud.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's what do they call that? When you see pictures and find patterns that aren't there, what's it?
I don't know.
That one's a common one. A lot of people see the female parts in things, but this one, if you look that up, it's quite, it's apparent, it's a weird thing. It happened right before, I think it was Turkey, the earthquake.
Okay. Hmm.
The tinfoil hat people are like, I don't say that in a derogatory term by any stretch of the imagination. I wear mine proudly a lot of the time. But
fair enough. Yeah, no worries.
Maybe it was like some sort of weather manipulation.
Do I just Google vagina cloud?
That's what I Googled.
There you go.
All right, let's see.
I Googled vagina cloud over Turkey to be more specific, but we're right there.
Let's see. Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
I wouldn't say vagina cloud as much as weird mouth.
Yeah, some sort of orifice anyway.
Yeah, definitely an orifice.
Something blowing up.
Weird.
It has a name. Worm. There's a name for something. It's like in I don't want to Hindu or something. There's a word for it, and that's what they called it in the. And I totally am misspeaking by saying Hindu.
We get it. One of those things.
Yeah, they have a different word for it, but here that's a vagina cloud. You know. I would say
fucking weird though. I mean, as a natural formation, I don't see that happening.
And then there was like a huge earthquake or something like right at that same time, allegedly.
Well, that's interesting.
Too many podcasts. I say allegedly too often.
No, you're fine. What if though the clouds are responding to all of the frequencies and crazy shit they're doing on Earth? So the clouds are responding, the Earth's responding. And meanwhile, in the middle, there's all these frequencies bouncing back and forth. You can see those frequencies in the clouds over your head. Anybody can, wherever you are.
You can feel the clouds, the barometric pressure. I mean, a lot of people, like I'd read that somewhere like the average cloud weighs 400 tons or some ridiculous number. And you're like, how is that even possible? It's a big pile of water. And it's compressing the air underneath you. So you're getting squished by the thing. It could do all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah, space shit. I never thought about that.
The you know, you can feel it in your joints, or I can anyway. I'm old, so my knees hurt, my feet.
You can tell when there's a storm coming?
Sometimes, yeah. And it's Canada, so you can usually feel it pretty heavy duty, and especially the winter, it comes in heavy. The barometric pressure kind of crushes you down, I feel.
But yeah, it used to be kind of a stereotype of old people. It's like, oh, I can feel a storm coming, my knee's acting up. But it's actually, I mean, as much as you want to believe in science, is a kind of a thing because of the pressure you're talking about.
In spite of what your views of science are, there's certain things that are just apparent, right? It doesn't have to be science to be that this happens every time. And then what else can it be? You know, like it's just sort of indisputable for certain things, but then there's people that don't notice anything, right? Like there's just people that are just oblivious to the entire world.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for sure. They have their heads in their phones. That totally makes sense though. I wasn't even thinking about clouds weighing a ton, but it's like the ocean. You can pick up a little bit of water in your hand and you'd never know that once you go a certain amount of feet below the ocean, your body is being subjected to all of the pressure of the water above you.
Yeah. Or you look at a huge ship floating, whereas like that thing would just like flatten you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a pancake.
Interesting.
All right. Next story. What's that?
The mirror. I think that's like the Inquirer.
Oh no, it's terrible. It's the worst online tabloid ever, but they have the funniest shit and it's British. So the way they word stuff is hilarious.
I personally think it's all written by AI, but our listeners know that.
Still entertaining.
Yeah. Well, it's starting to be apparent that it's being overdone. Some of these things are just quite, you can't even read them. Your brain doesn't process it. It's just the sequence is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then our brains are also trained to just believe it because it's written by someone who's writing a news article and we're supposed to trust it. When you take
because like you can, you know, that you ever see that experiment where they change like the word with a bunch of letters?
Yes.
And like, but you can just read it.
Yeah.
That works. But the way these computer programs write it, you can't just read it.
Like, no, you got to stare at it.
It wrecks your brain. Like your brain can work messed up language and it can work the wrong writing. But when it's written by a computer right away, you're like, hey, it's sort of, I'm not 100% sure they're ever really going to get away with it. I don't think so either.
Yeah. Unless they dumb everybody down to just believe it. If they just go along with it, then that's possible, but not normal people.
Yeah,
the people it might who work, I hope survive.
Yeah, it might work because of lack of intelligence, not because they're good at it.
Or just not even lack of intelligence, just acceptance and just compliance. If they're like, well, I know this is kind of fucked up, but I'm just going to go along with it anyway. That's even worse to me.
The last few years has sort of.
Oh, yeah. Brought those people to light for sure.
There's still people wiping packages down in the parking lots here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, for real. Today, I was at the store. Yeah, it's craziness. It's like tear jerking. I feel the world, like we have to live with everybody, right? So it's damaged and it damages us all. So
if the globalist plans go correctly, we won't have to live with all of them very soon. So we can.
No, it's unfortunately kind of always been government, the ruler's plan, right? Like they can't feed us all. The king couldn't feed everybody. The queens historically couldn't feed everybody. Like it's been the way forever. So
maybe you should leave the people alone, let them feed themselves.
Yeah, that's the old times, you know, or whatever, maybe the old world pre-asteroid last time or whatever, something maybe we could, who knows,
it'd
be amazing things.
Well, crazy. In third world problem news, or first world problem news, sorry, my bad.
Most of them sitting in a Zoom call.
Yeah, third world problems would be, I'm hungry. This is first world problems. A plane passenger so grossed out by his neighbor's breath, he writes pleading note on napkin.
Oh, no.
A man desperately scribbled a note on a napkin to beg a member of cabin crew to help him out when he realized that the person sitting next to him on the plane was emitting a certain funk. So if you've ever traveled on a plane, you'll know how close you are to the people next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very bad.
Grossly close. I can smell more things than their breath sometimes. Says it almost feels as if you can't even move your arm without brushing up to them. And if you've got headphones in yourself, you can hear what's blaring through theirs. Usually it's a small price to pay for the lovely holiday you're about to have. But if the person next to you is particularly irritating, it can make the journey a whole lot less bearable, especially if they're snoring, fidgeting, or having have a crying baby. That happened, I think, on our last flight. And I was like, are you fucking shitting me?
You have to understand, too, this is a narcissistic dude. If this is a real article, it's the Mirror. Who knows?
Yeah.
When I get on a flight, I know that my fate is in the hands of all of the other people on that fucking flight. And I don't have one expectation at all for that flight. I order two beers at a time. It's the max that I can get on every single flight that I've ever been on. And I just have a good old time listening to music and getting drunk. If a baby's crying next to me or a person snoring, I plan to be sitting between two people that weigh 900 pounds each and have babies as well. You have to just plan for the worst. You're getting on a fucking plane. It's not your way. You just can't do that. So I mean, continue reading, but this guy is a bitch.
You got to feel what the comedian talks about, feeling bad about the people on the plane with babies. Like, if you have ever had a baby, like, dude, that sucks for that guy. Like, for real, way worse than me. And as a parent now, I used to be annoyed by crying children, but now other people's crying children somewhat sort of make me smile in one regard. Like, it's like, hey, it's your problem, not
mine. Sucks for you.
You get a fond memory.
You can relate in a way. I get that too.
And it builds character. I think,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. So the actual note this dude wrote, though, was not that. That was me. On the napkin, the passenger had desperately scribbled, "Could I have some ground coffee in a cup? My neighbor's breath is killing me." So coffee grounds in a cup to get rid of the smell. Okay.
Like, was he just going to sniff it?
Was that the article? That was the whole article?
Oh no. I mean, it's the Mirror, so there's weird fucking, it just shows people's reactions to it, which I don't really give a fuck about, but it's there's other, like, I would have been really, so they actually took a picture of it. That's why it was, it doesn't look desperate. That writing looks calm and collected, actually.
He put an apostrophe between the L and the D in could.
I think he was just trying to write an L and it, like, skipped, or he thought it should be taller. I don't know.
It looks like he thinks there should be an apostrophe there. There's a pretty big gap between the L and the D.
Very deliberate about it, though. Like, if somebody had that bad of breath, I would have just put my shirt over my face or something and just looked at him like, ew.
They're always snoring. They don't even care. But, like, bad breath is bad. But, like, what are you going to do? You know, you're on a plane. It's full of armpits and assholes already. Like, just
100%. And also, who doesn't buy a pack of fucking gum to beat the air pressure that gets in your ears?
Yeah,
he should have just offered his neighbor some gum.
You're like,
and
hey,
be a nice fucking person.
Your best friend should tell you. How about me? I'm your best friend right now. Here's some Wrigley's.
Just open the pack and give him five sticks. Yeah, there you go. Chew it up yourself and then baby bird it into his mouth.
Even better, if he is actually asleep and... If he's actually asleep and it's that bad, you bring some Banaca and just drop a couple in there like you're dosing with acid. Just a little blup, blup.
Just, problem, you know, solved. For now on, prepare. If you're going to travel, fly it. I don't have a passport, so it's not likely I'm getting on a plane anytime soon. So,
damn.
Yeah.
That's fair.
We're not allowed to anymore. We used to get to go across. We could just come into America, but now we got to, even if we fly in Canada, because if it goes through American airspace, we have to have a passport. It's just craziness.
Ugh. I don't even have a passport.
No.
Yeah, I don't either. I only went to Canada. So back in the day, you didn't need a passport to go to Canada, which is what I was saying. You could just go. Yeah, I went through Buffalo. Yep. And then went to Detroit. And they didn't ask me for shit. One time I was moving and I decided to go that way like an idiot because I was 20. And they were like, hey, your tiny car is packed with a bunch of shit. Did you itemize the cost of all of this? And I was like, well, no, I sure didn't because I'm a dipshit. And they were like, well, you know, we could pull all of this out of your car, evaluate it and search through it, dig through it, throw it all on the side of the road and make you stuff it all back in your car yourself. And I was like, no, sir, I didn't know any of that at all. And they were like, we're not going to. But they just wanted to tell me that to feel powerful. I guess.
Yeah,
they let me go.
I think they can blow your car to pieces, like take the seats out and everything. But like, that's a lot of work for them too. And then you just take forever putting it back. But it's craziness. We used to go, where I grew up is about 40 minutes from Buffalo. So we would go to Buffalo for like a shopping trip or whatever, you know, pay the duty, just cross the border. But then it became a whole thing.
Like, yeah, that was kind of recent. What was it, like 10 years ago or so? When did they make it so you have to have a passport? Because
it might have been longer than that. Time goes fast now, though, so it's weird how fast everything. You look back, you're like, wow, the 90s was a long time ago.
It was, I know. So when I moved, it was early 2000s, last time I lived in that area. Did you go to Niagara Falls and stuff?
Yeah, we were married there, me and my wife.
Hell yeah. So, congratulations. Yeah,
so, thank you. It was a long time ago now. So,
well, still, congratulations on whatever anniversaries
you've had. Thank you very much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been a long, lot of them. So, totally. It's a fun little place, but it's very tourist trappy. If you live near it, you don't do the... You look at the water one time, and then it's basically just water falling over a hill for a lot of people. A lot of people like it, but yeah, it's crowded as all heck too. So you can't.
You just want to think about going over in a barrel. That would be fun.
That looks somewhat interesting if you built one right, but no, I don't swim very well. I'm very non-buoyant. I'm more of a sinker.
Oh, I don't think you'd have to swim if you go over Niagara Falls like at all.
Yeah, you get pounded.
I don't think it's a requirement.
No. No,
you probably get a lot of TikTok views though. Just open TikTok one time, start your TikTok account, do that, and then leave it to your kids.
Yeah, no thanks. They'll probably think I was suicidal.
Oh yeah, and that's illegal. We already talked about this. Yeah. My bad.
No, anyway, babe,
what's next? I'm sorry.
You're in Canada. It would be fine.
Okay.
No, so this is double stupid. So man with world's longest tongue breaks Jenga world record with said tongue. So the California man, of course, it's fucking California man with the world's longest tongue, set a new Guinness World Record for the fastest time to remove 5 Jenga blocks with the tongue. Nick Sturbel of Salinas, wow, that's not that far from here, who earned his first Guinness World Record with his tongue when his tongue was measured at 3.97 inches, which is bigger than some men's dicks, managed to remove, it doesn't say that, I just said that, managed to remove 5 Jenga blocks from a stack in 55.526 seconds. So this dude, who also uses his record-breaking tongue to paint, said being a Guinness World Record holder changed his life.
That sounds healthy.
Doubt it.
Just stick paint on your tongue? What, acrylic? Yeah. I don't know if that's edible. Brush? I'm pretty sure it's not.
So he says, I've been able to go to different countries and see all different kinds of cultures and hang out with good people and have good food. Because of your tongue? Or just because? It's very fun, and I looked at the books as a kid, and so to be in them is just an honor. It's huge. So there is a video, and we can close out with this. So check it out.
Oh, the video.
All right, can you hear the sound?
Fastest time to remove 5 Jenga pieces with the tongue. Let's have a look. Oh.
My name is Nicholas Sobral, and I have the longest tongue in the world.
Ew.
Ew, he's creepy.
Did he do the Richard Simmons thing?
The average tongue length over 3 inches.
Got a perm?
7.9 centimeters for women and 8.5 centimeters
for men. The voice isn't playing.
Mine is 10.1 centimeters or 3.97 inches.
You hear his voice?
When I first broke the record, I wanted to use my tongue or something, and I saw a video of a man in India painting with his tongue.
I've got a great subject for you to paint.
Oh, good. Okay.
A really classic image.
Hang on. This is a very long video. I'm not going to watch all this shit. Get to the Jenga, bitch. Care about your freakish tongue.
Creepy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What is this dude's deal?
Weird it human looks so skills. Stupid. Like the one of the most famous people ever way back in the day could fart.
Like, okay, I'm done watching this dude's tongue. It's fucking gross. Oh my god!
That should be the cover for Planet Retard tonight.
Oh shit! It should. Let me take a picture of it. I'll actually use a picture. Yeah,
it's perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Like,
dude, what the fuck?
How do you have the time for that?
When you have the world's biggest tongue, you have time for some shit, dude. Because
I guess, but like, the world's your oyster. Attached to? Like, it's more than just a tongue.
The little underneath part.
No, it's a whole dude.
It's creepy. Looks yucky. I mean, like,
yeah, the world is your oyster if you have a tongue like that, though. You can see everybody in the world and hang out with them and get cultured and play Jenga.
He could probably reach all the way up to that vagina cloud and lick it.
Get it. Yeah. Maybe that's what caused the
earthquake. Stop that earthquake.
Or caused it if he did it right.
Maybe he did.
Jesus Christ. We live in a crazy cartoon of a fucked up world. And, hey, it's fine. It's an understatement. Gives us content.
It's an understatement. It's it's fun to listen to. It's something that I appreciate being able to do now. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, dude, Mr. Chris, unacceptable Chris, tell everybody where they can find you. Do you want people to find you?
I don't have a thing. I'm not really a person of any real interest, I don't think.
I'll tell everybody. You can find him. You can find him on Telegram. It's t.me/legitbat, and unacceptable is in there. So go find him there.
I'm a complete
berate him
stranger in there. I think like I just happened to make the very first post on that Telegram, and out of nowhere. Yeah,
I see you in there all the time. I specifically asked Joe if you had reached out to come on the show. I was like, "What about Unacceptable Steel? Does he want to come on?"
There's a lot of people on there that I listen to. I'm like starstruck a lot of the time. It's very weird to me. I feel like an interloper. Yeah. It is just people, but then I hear them like you. Just a lot of people pop in, and you're like, "Whoa, it's pretty."
It's fine, dude. You hear us playing fart noises for Christ's sake. So it's
yeah. And I appreciate that. It makes me laugh.
Good. Well, you're one that it does make you laugh, so that's good.
Yeah,
we won't mention the others.
I'm a grown ass man. Fart noises are funny. The ketchup bottle still gets me. I wonder how the retirement home's going to be. Like, it's going to be pretty hilarious, I think.
Just old people busting ass.
Nobody cares when you get that old. You're just dropping trowel everywhere. So.
Oh, yeah. No, and they're just banging all the time, too. I guess like retirement homes are like brothels. It's crazy gross. But,
yeah.
I mean, hey, they're having a good time. So.
Though, if they're at the end of their life, let them do that. Let them fucking snort coke if they want to. Go
something
all
about
out.
The AIDS when the AIDS outbreak happened, there was a big problem in the senior homes because they were like, what do we need condoms for? We're old. And then
what if
like,
we die of AIDS? Who gives a fuck?
Well, they were mostly worried about not babies, I guess. But yeah, it got weird. Allegedly. I mean, again, the allegedly
nasty. Well, dude, thank you so much for coming on again. If anybody else wants to jump on at any point, message us. This is a audio and Rockfin exclusive, so there's nothing on YouTube. I did put the last one up there just as kind of a teaser, but
And if anyone has any articles they want to share with us for a Planet Retard, but you don't want to come on, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Send it to legitbatpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, or the Instagram or the Telegram or whatever. Just send us all your shit. I can't look through all of it, but if it's for Planet Retard, I probably will because I love stupid shit.
On the show too, if you care.
All right, everybody, have a great fucking night, and we will see you hopefully tomorrow for
cheers,
our next
guys.
Show.
Thank you.